A little bit. You know, playing in 3-4, it's a bit of an adjustment. But I'm getting the hang of it, so it's been fun so far.
With it only being the rookies in here, are you kind of wondering what it's going to be like here in a few weeks when all the vets come back?
Not quite. I'm just trying to grasp the scheme and try to find my place in the defense. And hopefully I could sort of just feel right in when they come back.
When you talk about the 3-4 being a challenge for you initially right now, what are sort of the challenges right now? I mean, I know you said you probably never played it before.
Things like in the 4-3, you're kind of your first step up the field. It's kind of 3-4, you're more like reading, waiting for the offensive lineman to move, kind of moving lateral type of thing. So those are the differences right there.
Last night, I know you guys got to hear from Freeman and
Lonzo.
What was that like?
It was great, man. Those guys talk with a lot of passion. You can tell that they've been through a lot and they accomplished a lot here. So it was great to hear from those guys. They were very receptive as far as giving information, giving advice. So it was good to see those guys.
Did they have a specific message?
Just kind of take advantage of opportunity. They were kind of talking more to like the lower round picks and undrafted like free agents, saying that. Because those guys, they were kind of low-round picks, and they kind of made the most of the opportunity.
Do you get a sense for how long it's going to take to feel for the playbook, and then you can just kind of let your ability and that take over?
I'm more working on more technique issues right now, you know, because they're keeping it pretty basic, no blitzes. I mean, but it's still – learning the technique is still pretty tough.
BJ, do you stay here for the next month until the next mini camp to kind of just keep progressing, keep learning?
Oh, no, I'm actually going – I'm leaving on Sunday. I'll be back here at 17.
How do you attack the next 4 months here? I mean, I know it's a long time before the season starts, but in reality, it's really kind of a short time compared to the other guys, the vets that have had the off-season programs and the experience here.
We're actually in the midst of like doing a couple workouts, so I'm going to take what the strength coaches, the weight coaches give me, along with continue to work on my technique and everything like that. That should be okay.
Was your head spinning at all yesterday?
No, actually it wasn't. Today it kind of threw a little more at us, so today it was a little tougher as far as trying to grasp everything, but we come along just fine.
What was the one thing, if there was one thing that really surprised you about today and yesterday?
That a 4-3 and 3-4 defense is a lot different, because today we put in some nickel stuff, you know, and it's just more up the field penetration, then we kind of switch back to 3-4, so it's kind of learning both techniques and using them when it's appropriate.
Now that you've had a couple of days here, what are your impressions of Green Bay?
Oh, man, I love it. People are very receptive of me, man. I came off the airplane the other day. I see people in the airport, families congratulate me. So it was real fun. I'm blessed to be here.
Is there a little bit of culture shock, though, given where you grew up and then where you went to school? More opposite than here?
There's always a culture shock. I kind of noticed that even when we played in the ACC. We go to North Carolina State, South Carolina. You see a lot of land and very few people, so it's kind of different for me, but I'm kind of used to it too.
Did you expect to get recognized when you got off the plane here?
I was told that, but feeling things for yourself and seeing for yourself, I was just amazed. I went out to eat with, you know, the Eagle coach, D-line coach, and people in the parking lot coming up to me, taking autographs, so it was very humbling, and very blessed to be here.